Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast hosted by Lifeway. I'm your host, Chandler Vinoy. And Ron, in this episode, we're talking about how to be an easy leader to follow. So how do you know when you're a leader, people are willing to follow?
Well, you can ask yourself a question, are people following? But do people want to follow my lead? But also ask, why would they want to follow? And I think, you know, the best leaders I know are self-aware and realize some of their weaknesses and some of their strengths. But I think asking yourself, is it easy to follow me? You know, there's one of the illustrations I use is when following somebody in a car, hey, like, follow me to my house or that sort of thing. Some people are good at that and some are not. You know, they're just not. And so ask yourself, as a leader, is it easy to follow me? And so there's seven qualities that I think make you an easier to follow leader.
All right, let's hop in here. What's the first one?
The first one is you have a vision that's worth following. You know, people follow vision. They follow big dreams. They follow they follow the big ideas, whatever, however you want to label it. And so is your vision worth following? And obviously, Jesus had one worth following, so that's why we follow him. But have a vision that's worthy to follow. And I would say, and you can interchange these words, so have an idea that's worth following. Have, and that also goes to the you can't have a new idea every week, because that's not going to be very easy to follow.
Yeah. What about number two?
You're willing to lead the way. A leader who is easy to follow is willing to go first. And, you know, step out into new territory, take the charge, whatever terminology you want to use there. But you're willing to lead because you're willing to go ahead of them. And, you know, and I've worked with a lot of different leaders, and I've seen some who are pushing people out the door, but they haven't gone out the door ahead of them. That's a hard act to follow.
Mm-hmm. What about number three?
Remain steadfast with integrity. Of course, we always talk about integrity when it comes to leadership, having character. But even through difficult days, a leader that's easy to follow stays the course and keeps their character intact. And I'm going to tell you, I was talking to a pastor this morning, and we were talking about some of our friends in ministry that just didn't survive COVID very well, you know, because man, we were in territory we'd never been before. It was difficult days. But the leaders that people were willing to follow through COVID were steadfast with integrity throughout all the challenges that came our way.
That's a good point. What about the next one?
Number four is displays grace and patience. Grace and patience, two incredible things. They are willing to offer forgiveness when mistakes are made. They're patient with people until they learn. They've got a calm, easy, steady pace of grace and patience.
That is key for the next one, number five.
Yes, number five is challenge followers with high expectations. Challenge followers with high expectations. People want to follow someone who sets the bar for achievement high. I mean, no one's looking for the easy to attain goals in their life most of the time. I mean, we want to hit some, you know, low hanging fruit type things, but most people want to achieve something. That's why the worthy vision is out there. This is a lofty goal. So a leader that's easy to follow challenges people with high expectations.
Mm-hmm. So for you, Ron, you know, four and five, I do think these are very paramount for Christian leadership and being able to be a leader that's easy to follow. So how do you hold those two in tension where, hey, we have high expectation, there is a challenge, but I also want to display grace and patience as well? How do you handle that?
Well, it's a balance. It is a tension in between. So it's different. Now, so here's, I'm going to set high expectations. This is what we do on our team. But different than when I was in the business world, in the business world, you set the expectation, like your sales have to be this, your sales have to be that. And if you didn't make them, you probably have to move on pretty soon. In ministry, and probably should have been more like this in business, to be frank, but in ministry, you sit and walk with people longer when they're not. So one of the things I like to ask myself is this because they don't know any better, or is this because they don't want to do any better? And if it's that they don't know any better, or they haven't learned, or I haven't developed them, or they whatever, then I'm going to walk with them a little bit further. If it's just, hey, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to, you know, I'm working with a pastor who has a staff member who's just not showing up to work. You know, they're just not showing up. And like staff meetings.
That's not high expectations. That's just expectations.
Yeah, exactly. Just be a body, you know. And that's not going to get the grace and patience very much. So that if the person is doing their part as best as they can, then I'm going to walk with them as long as I can in grace and patience.
Mm-hmm. That's super helpful. What about number six?
Practices humble servanthood. To be a follower, well, I can't say that word, an easy to follow leader, you should display humility and the attitude of a servant. People want to follow somebody like that.
And what about number seven, the last one?
Well, I think this may be one of the most important to be somebody really wants to follow, and that's to place your energy into other people. Like, be a people builder. Build other people's dreams as much as you build your own. In fact, one of the things that I say in a lot of messages, leadership talks that I do, I'll put that in there. Be a builder of other people's dreams. That's a great goal for a leader to have, is I'm going to invest in other people. And when young people on your team know that, I just, one of the things I just did, and maybe we'll do this as an episode sometime, but I just did we're doing it right now, a staff survey where the staff I've asked the staff to evaluate some ways we operate, evaluate me, evaluate our processes and those type things. How could we do things better? And one of the things they consistently are saying is, we want more of your time. We want more time with me personally. And I'm not going to be able to do all that, but it's because they want to be invested in. They want that energy placed on them. Yeah. And that's a part of being a leader that's easy to follow.
Well, thanks for listening. If you're enjoying these episodes, please help us continue providing them by liking, sharing, and subscribing. It helps other leaders like yourself find the podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com.